If the November elections were voted on today, Republicans in Wisconsin would win the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn and for Kate Archer Kent, and that's according to the money at PredictIt.org. And PredictIt.org has been building a record of results that appear more accurate than most of our electoral polling and political pundits. So is a political stock exchange, a market of election outcomes, a better model for political prognostication? You tell me at 1-800-642-1234 or email us ideas@WPR.org. Our guest is the founder of the political stock market PredictIt, John Aristotle Phillips. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks. Good to be on.
So explain this a little bit for us. What is a prediction market and how does PredictIt employ it?
Oh, well, prediction markets have been around for some time. And essentially, they are structured as stock markets where you can buy or sell shares in what you think the outcome of an event will be. It doesn't have to be a political event. It can be a scientific discovery, when we think the first man or woman will walk on Mars. You make a forecast, and then you do that with real money. It's like a betting pool where the people who make the most accurate forecasts actually take the purse, which consists of all the money that the others have bet. So it's a stock market.
And how long has PredictIt been around now, John?
Well, we started in 2014, right before the election, and it was slow at first. You know, people were sort of new to prediction markets. They had been around for some time, but as word got out, volume increased. We have a comment board, for instance, just by way of example. By 2016, there were more than a million comments on the Clinton race, the Clinton-Trump race. So that gives you an idea of how popular it is.
And how accurate have the results been? When people put their actual money on the line when it comes to what in essence seems to be a futures market for what could happen, what do you find the results are?
Well, it's not perfect 2020 vision into the future, but it's awfully close. And the markets have a way of correctly forecasting future outcomes, whether it's the price of soybeans, the cost of oil, or in this case, how an event is going to turn out. We have 350 different markets on PredictIt. All of them really focus on politics, but the principle applies to political forecasts as well. When you have real money on the line, it kind of clears your head, right? You start to think, not what do I want to have happen, but what do I think will happen? And when you focus on events like that, you're shifting from polling, which is asking people what they want to have happen, to forecasting markets or prediction markets. This is where you're putting your money down. And if you accurately forecast, you win a little money. And if you inaccurately forecast, you lose your money.
So when you look at the results and the odds and where the money falls, how often has the predicted market been accurate? Do you have an accuracy rate?
Yeah. So it depends on the nature of the forecast and the number of traders that are in the market. But you can have a relatively small number of traders in the market. A few hundred traders, for instance, will be able to more accurately forecast future events, especially when it comes to political outcomes, than most polls. So it's more accurate in that regard. Now, the further out you are from an event, actually the markets perform better than polling, because really who cares what people say they want to have happen back in January for a November election. What really matters is what's actually going to happen. Now, the two, polling and markets, sort of dovetail in accuracy as you get closer to the event that's being forecast. But markets are quite accurate. We have more than 100 universities and researchers and economists who are studying anonymized predicted data to understand why markets are as accurate as they are, or other things. For instance, what makes for a super forecaster?
Somebody who gets it right a lot, somebody who does not get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would be the definition. But why are some people better forecasters than others, for instance? And there are professors at universities that are looking specifically at that type of question to understand Some people might be good at forecasting the Iowa outcome of the Iowa caucuses, and other people might be good at forecasting whether Putin will remain in office by the end of 2022. So forecasting accuracy on one subject may not translate. It often does, but may not translate to all markets.
How much money can I put down on an outcome?
Okay, so that's a great question. So it's limited in terms of how much you can put in. It's limited to $850 position limit in any of the markets. Now, you can be in more than one of these markets, but it's a maximum position limit of $850.
And what's the minimum I could put in?
Oh, you can put in as little as a penny. Right now, for instance, if you wanted to bet on the Milwaukee mayoral election winner, you could put a penny down and you win a buck. If Donovan is elected mayor,
it's 99 cents to one, isn't it, right now on predicted.org?
That's right. So these are $1 winner take all contracts, and you can buy up to $850 of them.
John Aristotle Phillips.
$1 winner. Yeah.
Yeah, let me invite folks to join our conversation here. John Aristotle Phillips is the founder of the political stock market, predicted.org. So what do you think about betting on politics? How accurate do you think polls are at gauging public opinion? We've heard that before on The Morning Show. And have you ever participated in a poll or bought shares in a prediction market? Would be interested in knowing your experience this morning at 1-800-642-1234, or always email ideas at WPR.org. So, John, I think you alluded to this a little bit, but expand, if you would, and how prediction markets show public opinion in ways that polling does not.
Right. Well, and prediction markets are not designed to take a snapshot. You know, polling is a snapshot. That's another distinction, right? With polling, the minute you've asked the question and gotten the answer from a voter, it starts to age because people change their mind, yada, yada. With a prediction market, the price is changing every second based upon what people are bidding and paying for these $1 winner-take-all contracts that an event will or will not occur. So by way of example, you know, which party will win the Wisconsin Senate race? Right now, you can say the Republicans will win the Wisconsin Senate race in 2022. That's trading at 72 cents. So if you put down 72 cents to buy that the Republicans will win, if the Republican wins and you bought one share, that 72 cent would resolve to $1. So you take home 28 cents profit. The person who put down the 28 cents saying that the Republicans will not win the Wisconsin Senate race, that would have cost 28 cents to say the Republicans will not win. That person would lose his 28 cents if, in fact, the Republicans won.
I could buy in on the Democrat winning the U.S. Senate in November in Wisconsin. I could buy in on that now at the price it is. And if the price goes up between now and November, I could sell my shares?
Oh, yeah. You can love the Democrats at 28 cents and hate them at 30. So you could... That's one of the things that makes it really fun. And also, that's why these markets are so accurate, right? Because they react, they absorb information as it occurs. It's not a snapshot in time. It's constantly adjusting. There may be a flub. There may be something that happens. There will be something that happens in the race that will boost or reduce the price of these shares. And you can buy, you know, the idea is like a stock market. You buy low, you sell high. And you can make money just in the fluctuations of the day-to-day rough and tumble of a political campaign. So if you think your candidate is going to have a very good performance at a debate, for instance, you can buy that candidate's shares at whatever the price is. You wait until the debate happens. You cross your fingers that the other side is going to flub it during the debate. And then you sell your shares as soon as your shares go up.
So
you can hang on to them, right? So the election occurs.
But as I think about this, you're looking at the outcome of the one person, one vote representative republic that we have. But your market has the opportunity for people to buy in from anywhere from 1/100th of a dollar to $850. How does this prediction market better reflect the public than polling when it's not a 1-to-1. It is whatever people are willing to pony up or can or afford to.
Well, that's right. So the market itself, if the question is why are these markets so accurate, markets generally, we know that markets are generally more accurate than public opinion polling. I have a lot of friends who are public opinion pollsters, and polling is very, very valuable for certain things. If you want to know why a voter thinks the way they do, or his forecast is, saying they're going to vote a certain way, polling is terrific. Focus groups are very, very valuable for that purpose. But if you want to forecast far in advance of an event what's likely to happen, markets are the better bet.
John Aristotle Phillips is the founder of the political stock market Predict It. And it is available now. Right now, it shows if the election were held today, according to predictit.org, the money appears to be on the Republican winning the U.S. The Republican candidate winning the U.S. Senate election come November, and the Republican candidate winning the governor's race come November. Unnamed candidate in the market right now, but that's where the money is. And so what do you think about betting on politics? Who do you think will win the races for governor in the U.S. Senate this fall? And how will the money play out on the market at predictit.org? 1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation, or email ideas at WPR.org. And we'll continue with John Aristotle Phillips, the founder of the political stock market Predict It, next. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we know that elections matter, but can money help us to better predict their outcomes? Our guest is the founder of the political stock market, PredictIt.org, where the overwhelming money right now is on Cavalier Johnson to be the next mayor of Milwaukee and Mandela Barnes to win the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate. What do you think about a stock exchange for political outcomes? 1-800-642-1234 to join us and our guest, John Aristotle Phillips, who is the founder of PredictIt.org. Amy in Galesville, good morning. You're on with John Aristotle Phillips.
Good morning. I am wondering if there's been research done as to whether, betting on the outcome of an election affects how people vote.
And this has come up with polling as well, Amy, and it's a great question. John, do we know, has there been research into whether or not your market could actually influence voters' behavior?
That's a great question. So the research is ongoing in terms of, this is a small dollar market, but the research is ongoing in terms of how this impacts or informs voter behavior. We know, for instance, that it does affect engagement. So people who are following the stock market or invested in the stock market are much more likely to pay attention to how their stocks, I'm talking about Wall Street, how their stocks and the companies that they have an investment in, how they perform. And so there is significant evidence that when you have skin in the game, whether it's because you're betting on a sporting event, for just as an example, you're more likely to consume statistics and information about the sporting teams and the what the odds are. So there is a correlation between participation in this type of event and consumption of information. You're more likely to listen to radio and TV and read the newspapers and follow online.
But what if I don't put any money down?
What
if I don't have any skin in the game? What if all I see are the results from predictit.org? Could that in some way influence my behavior? Oh, it's overwhelming. Cavalier Johnson has it in the bag, according to predictit.org. Why even participate?
Well, let's break that down for just a second. Let's pick the Wisconsin Senate race. Which party will win the Wisconsin Senate race? So right now it's 72% odds that the Republicans, according to Predict It at this moment, that the Republicans are going to win the Wisconsin Senate race. But that means that 28% of the time, the opposite will happen. So when something is 2-1 or 3-1 or 4-1 odds, that doesn't mean that the opposite isn't going to happen. It just means that the odds indicate that on the flip side of that, something else is going to happen. And yes, it will influence. There is a strong correlation to engagement. The question really becomes, if you read the polls, for instance, and you see your candidate is lagging behind, the candidate that you oppose, are you less likely to go out and vote? Probably. But I haven't seen that research, but I suspect that's the case.
Well, John, your organization, Aristotle Incorporated, I found this interesting, which runs predictit.org. It does so in partnership with Victoria University of Wellington in New Zealand. So you do have researchers working on what is happening in these markets. What's the relationship like with those researchers?
Oh, this is that's a great question. So Predictit was established with Victoria University of Wellington, New Zealand, which had been Victoria is a prominent university. They had been running a prediction market for 7 years prior to the initiation of Predictit. And it was a very good prediction market. In fact, it was global in scope. You could bet on all kinds of events and with small again, with small dollar. And it was, its purpose was to understand better why markets are so predictive, as well as to make accurate forecasts of future events that are sometimes difficult to forecast. And we teamed up with Victoria University to bring that to the United States. In 2014. Now, since that time, more than 100 other academic institutions and research organizations have begun to accept the anonymized trading data for research purposes. This includes, for instance, Federal Reserve. West Point uses some of this information for teaching purposes. There are universities around the country in every state that utilize this information in one way or another to understand better why prediction markets are as accurate or sometimes when they're not accurate, why that is, or to understand how prediction markets and markets generally serve as an engagement tool.
John, are we seeing academic research coming from the data anonymized, as you mentioned, from Predictit?
Oh, I'm sorry, the question again?
Are we seeing academic papers as a result of these anonymized data from Predictit?
Yeah. And you can Google some of the research if you're interested in it.
What are some of the conclusions? What are we finding?
Well, I mean, what we just talked about, for instance, Predictit as an engagement tool, for instance, it's proven to be quite effective for those purposes. Now, there are a number of professors that are using this as a teaching tool, for instance. You know, they might be in the economics department or the marketing department or the mathematics or political science department, for instance, or, you know, in foreign relations, for instance. How good are Predictit markets? When are they right on predicting something like Brexit? Or when are they wrong on forecasts of that nature? And keep in mind, because this is a small dollar, you know, the shares are, you know, trade from a penny to a dollar. And you can have up to $850 in any of these markets. Because it's a small dollar, it encourages people to who wish to make a forecast to come in and buy a share. Or buy 100 shares, for instance, if they want, on a particular outcome or event. And as we talked about earlier, the cost on these, the price for these shares is constantly fluctuating based upon information coming into the market. Some of the most interesting research we alluded to earlier, I think, has to do with what makes somebody a better forecaster. What habits are indicative that somebody's going to be more accurate in his or her forecasts? You know, are Democrats better at forecasting Republican events, or are Republicans in the state, you know, outside of are voters outside of New Hampshire better or worse at forecasting the outcome of the New Hampshire Republican primary, for instance, in 2024? Those are all subjects that are being studied right now. And some of the research is starting to come out.
John Aristotle Phillips is the founder of the political stock market Predictit, and there's still time for you. If you could be on political campaigns, would you put money on your preferred candidate or the person you think would win? 1-800-642-1234. And John, when the market gets an outcome wrong, what do you begin to look at? Are there variables that are lost, or, you know, what is it that skews a market sometimes that can make it a mistake?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, when we say that the market gets it wrong, what that means is that something that might have been forecast at 45% odds actually occurs, right? Or something that might have been forecast at 25% odds actually occurs. And there are these markets are not, as I said earlier, are not perfect 2020 vision into the future, just like forecasting markets or commodities markets don't perfectly forecast, but they're pretty accurate. I think I would challenge your listeners to experiment with predict it, because it's a very interesting thing that happens when you have just a little bit of skin in the game. Put a couple bucks into one of these markets, you'll see how it affects your own psychology and how closely you might follow that race. And it really does. I know I can speak for myself, even though I'm not allowed to forecast on predict it because we run the site. When you have a little bit of skin in the game, it really clears your head and you start to, you know, we think of it sometimes as the antidote to fake news, because if you rely in your forecasts on fake news, you're going to lose your money.
Wow. It's as simple as that. But and finally, when you mentioned you had 1 million comments in 2016 after getting off the ground in 2014, the comment section is still available for your markets on predictit.org. What's the importance and power of those comments, John?
Oh, that's well, first of all, it's enormously entertaining. If you listen to the comments on any of these markets and participate in the comment section, it's a lot of fun. I mean, first of all, there are people in there commenting because they're trying to move the price up or down. And so they're weighing in. Then there are the true believers in there who are arguing against perhaps what the markets are showing or arguing more strongly in favor that the odds should be higher. So you get all kinds of people in there who are submitting their opinions on why the price is right, why the price is too low, why the price is too high on a particular event occurring. And it's a lively, boisterous, totally entertaining, and frankly, just completely addictive behavior, place to be.
John, we're out of time.
Engaging is the word. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, John.
Thanks very much.
John Aristotle Phillips, the founder of the political stock market Predictit. After the news, we're going to be tackling ethics, the right and wrong of it all. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent this morning, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.